Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
Welcome back. It's 7-2. That's Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the voice of the late, great Tony Williams. He was the lead singer for the Platters. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm your lead singer here. And our guest performer is Philippa Games. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and the author of the new book, 42 Rules for a Web Presence That Wins, available wherever books are sold. Also, 42rules.com. Is that right, Philippa?
Mm-hmm.
But there'll be other books there with that name, with part of that title. So look for the one with Philippa on the cover. And Philippa, let's talk. In the previous two segments, you helped us understand some things about getting started, understanding how our web presence is developing, understanding the analytics of how things are going online. But I wanted to ask you the question, as you were describing some of that. Since I've been doing this for a while, it's not that intimidating for me, but for a lot of folks who've never done it before, who are just now getting started with their web strategy, it might be a little bit, maybe not, it's not that they're, clearly they're smart enough to do it, but if they got so much other stuff going on, they're trying to make payroll on Friday, trying to keep customers happy, trying to, make sure the cash flow is flowing. Is this the kind of thing that they ought to be hiring somebody to help them with? Even a little company?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Even a little company?
Yes, of course.
It's a discipline. It's a discipline unto itself, almost, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But, and I would also say that the business owner needs to be involved from the business perspective, mm-hmm. because it's the business owner that understands the business better than anyone.
Good point.
And when I said that people are not using the analytics intelligently, I'm not suggesting that you, the business owner, have to sit down and plow through all this stuff. But what I am concerned about is that if I'm speaking to an audience, I'll then look at them and I'll say, so you're writing a check every month for this thing that you don't quite know what it's actually bringing you. And people will look at me and go, yeah, that's right. And I'll say, well, what other part of your business would you do that in? So mm-hmm. the important thing is to know what you want your business to do online and to be clear about that from the business end. And then hire somebody who can actually implement that. But you need to stay involved so that they're accountable for fulfilling the goals that you're setting through your strategy. And that's where the business owner, I think, should be involved.
Right. There's no question about that. And so what you're saying is that even so, you don't do your own accounting. You don't do your own, maybe your own invoicing. But you tell the person who does that, you tell them how to invoice certain customers. You don't do payables, but you manage how the cash goes out. You don't collect receivables, but you may be the one who has to get involved to make a phone call or two. And so it's the same thing with analytics, right? You mm-hmm. don't necessarily manage the analytics, but you contribute the business part, the business model information that helps to develop an analytic strategy.
Right. Jim, let me say, we've been talking a lot about analytics, but that's the last section of my book. And my book actually contains a lot about, it's really about management thinking. So it's designed mm-hmm. for business owners. It's not a technical book. And it's about management thinking for how you set up your strategy and all the things you need to think about as a business owner.
Right.
About what you're going to be doing, both with your website and social media.
So this book, folks, this book is not for the person that you would hire to help you with analytics. This is for you so that you can get the most out of the information the analytics are telling you and that you can, so you can help develop the strategy.
Yeah, and let me also say, actually, we should mention, we talked about the 42 Rules website, but at my website, which is websitesthatwin.com, so the website's plural, thatwin.com, you can get a free sampler of five rules out of the 42.
All right.
And plus, the contents and the introduction and so on. So you can see, you can get a feel for what's in the book. And that's free at my website, which is websitesthatwin.com.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Philippa. We like free stuff. And by the way, the book's available electronically as well, right? Not just hardback.
Oh, yeah. There's a Kindle version. Yep. There's mm-hmm. an iPad version.
All right.
Right.
So, all right. I got about 45 seconds, Philippa. Last thought.
You know, really think about this. One of the rules in my book is one size does not fit all. There's a lot of advice out there. But one of the things that I want you to think about is to start really focusing on your own business and what you really want as an outcome from your web presence and making that happen.
All right. Well, that's exactly right. But of course, you got to know what you want. You got to know a little bit about it. And folks, this is something that you're going to have to be. It's going to have to be part of your life. I mean, this stuff that we're talking about with Philippa, this is not an option. I don't care what business you're in. I don't care what you sell. This is not an option. It's got to be part of your life if you're going to be successful in the rest of the 21st century. Philippa Games, thank you for being here. Good job today. Congratulations again on the book.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks. And thanks for the forward.
Thank you. You're welcome, Philippa. 42 Rules for a Web Presence That Wins. That's her book. Quick break. Right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.